So here's the thing. I think we've all been sold a bill of goods on this whole concept of motivation. We think that we're supposed to feel like doing the work, and that's what motivation is. But today in the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I are going to dig pretty deep into the reality that more often than not, we don't feel motivated to keep going until we start moving forward. We are going to dig into this month's theme, momentum before motivation. So if you want to get moving and keep moving, lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
Do you know one of the things I hear most often or very often from PAC members or from friends or from people who really want to get themselves on a health, wellness, and walking journey? You know what they say to me, or they ask me often?
Yeah. How'd you get those arms?
No, that's not. I do hear that fairly frequently, actually.
I hear that. I hear that when you're around people. So someone said something when you were just on QVC. Someone said something about your arms.
Where? At QVC?
Yeah. Maybe it was Jody.
Yeah. So that's not what I mean.
Not what you mean.
Not what I mean.
Okay. What do you hear?
People often will say to me something along the lines of, oh, I would really like to start a walking practice. I would like to get back to my walking practice. I would like to take some charge of my health and my wellness. I just can't find the motivation.
I know where the motivation is.
Where's the motivation?
It's on the shelf behind the baking powder in the corner. In the pantry.
But here's the question. Is it hiding behind the bag of chocolate chips, which has got to get out of that pantry because I'm hitting those chocolate chips every day now?
Yeah, it's way behind the chocolate chips.
And this is something we've certainly mentioned in this podcast before, but I think today presents a really good opportunity to sort of dive into what this motivation thing is all about. And more importantly, talk about the reality that more often than not, momentum comes before motivation.
It pretty much always, but yeah. And I've been putting in some thought into this, so I took a minute and I looked up the definition of motivation. I actually found two.
Okay, that's a very good place to start because I do think we have this whole motivation thing wrong. So let's start with what actually is motivation. Okay, definition number one.
According to the dictionary, the reason or reasons one has for acting in a particular way.
Thinking. Okay, can you do that one? Can you read that one more time?
The reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way.
Okay, so with that definition of motivation, I can sort of get behind that because I think we should have a reason for doing the things that we do. I think that that concept of motivation or that definition of motivation is really saying, be intentional about what you do. Have a reason for the things that you do. And I'm all about it. I don't think that answers what people are saying, which is, I need motivation to get moving, do the work, do the things, whatever it is. Because the people who come to me and say, I'm looking for motivation, I need motivation, they have the desire, right? They have the desire.
Yeah, I think of this first definition as the actor's definition of motivation.
The actor, what do you mean?
You know, when the actor is rehearsing a line or they're shooting a movie scene and the actor's like, wait, cut. What is my motivation in this scene? I just don't understand why I'm confronting Lucius. What's my motivation?
That was very impressive.
You like that?
You may have missed your calling. Let's just, this whole health, wellness, physical activity, sports, business building journey, I say we should shut the whole thing down and you become a stage actor.
Or should I could be a voiceover actor. Eric Cohen, voiceover actor. That would mean I would be an overactor.
This could be our future.
It could. I had a friend who was a voiceover actor, and I think he still is. He does the ESPN. So when you hear this guy and he's sort of like, "This is SportsCenter." That's Terry, my old friend.
He's still doing that work?
I'm not sure how recent, but up until a few years ago, I was like, I think that's still him.
And Joe Beth does that work.
Oh, right.
And Cousin Tony does that work. We've got a lot of voice actors in our world.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, who would think like that? That's a thing, but it is.
I am not one of those people.
I could do different voices. I do Clearly. Different voices on the podcast.
How many different voices are you going to do today?
So far, just one.
It was a big one, though.
It was. What was my motivation for doing this voice?
All right. So I actually have never really understood the whole actor, what's my motivation. But putting it in the context, for me, it's a little bit aligned with what's your why, right? Having a reason that you want to do things. And I think we should. So if motivation means having a reason for your desire to do something, sign me up. Everybody needs motivation.
Yeah. So, you know, your kids are often a reason why you do things. Your reason for walking could be to take the dog. You know, that's often your motivation to get him out. You're looking at me quizzical, not in this context.
Yeah, that sort of doesn't go to what we're talking about, which is really having your personal why you want to be on this journey. But people conflate that. So if we adopt that definition, which in my mind is basically have a reason, have an intention, have a why you want to be on this path, I'm all about it. But what that definition excludes is what I think people think they're going to get, which is this bolt of lightning that makes them feel imbued with this desire to do the work every day. That definition is not that.
Well, that sort of rolls into the second definition.
Okay, let's have it. Definition number two of motivation. So I'm signed on for definition number one. Definition number two, go.
The general desire or willingness of someone to do something. And I think this one really splits in part because I think desire and willingness are two very separate things.
100%. And does it say desire or willingness?
Yes.
The desire or willingness.
Correct.
And once again, then that definition totally works for me.
Okay, how so?
Because I can have a why I want to take better care of my health and well-being. I have a why. I want to feel good. I want to live longer. I want to be able to do the things that I want to do. I want to wake up in the morning with a level of vitality. I want to reduce my risk of all of the preventable diseases. You want me to go on? Because I got a lot of whys on this. I want to be able to play pickleball until I'm 90.
I think we're good.
I want to ski until I'm 82.
At least.
If I can ski the way we ski until I'm 80, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll discuss it then.
Okay.
So definition number one, and then the desire sort of rolls right into that, and then the willingness to do the work. It all comes down to the one word, willingness.
And I think that's what most people are looking for. How can I move from reasons and desire to actual willingness?
And even that, I feel like we have just made a mess of this word motivation, because I do think that most people would say, if you ask them, are you willing Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to walk 3 days a week? Most people are going to say, yes, I'm willing to do that. Willing doesn't mean that you feel like it all the time. There's a big gap between, yes, I'm willing to do this, and I am motivated. Like, I feel like it. I can't wait. This is what I want to do. That's it. There's a difference between willingness and want to. Am I willing to walk? Yes. Do I want to? Not so much.
Okay, so, but I think for people in this context, people who are having trouble getting out the door,
Metaphorically and practically.
I think more practically, I think that willingness and motivation sort of go hand in hand because when push comes to shove, if you come home from work and you intend to go for a 1 mile walk, and you had a rough day, your work is hard, your
What if you
boss
had a
can
great
be
day?
difficult, whatever,
When you,
and you don't go for the
what I say
walk,
to that is when you need it most, you feel like it the least. Go on.
right? And you then at that moment, that person doesn't have the willingness.
I disagree. I
Well,
disagree
I
because
think we should look up the definition
of
of
willing,
willingness.
because here's what I believe. And I could be mistaken, but here's what I believe. If I showed up on that person's doorstep at 6:20 and said, "Come on, let's take a walk for an hour," or "Let's take a 1 mile walk," I think they'd be willing. There's a big gap between willing and what people think is motivation. I think people think that being motivated means you're gonna feel like doing the thing.
You're going to want to do the thing.
You're gonna feel like it.
It's like that woman today.
What woman today? What? No idea what we're talking about.
So we were driving for our morning, a morning pickleball session at our local rec center, and the rec center has a rather long driveway that people walk. And there was this woman this morning.
People do a lot of walking around our rec center. Yeah.
And maybe we'll like have to post this, whatever. But there was a meme that came out a couple of years ago of a bald eagle who was just like perfectly landing on the water. And it looked like this bald eagle was just walking across the water. And he had this angry look on his face, and the meme said something to the effect of, "This is me going on a stupid little walk for my stupid little mental and physical health." So that was the meme. So as we're driving into the rec center, there was this woman walking, definitely exercise walking, and she just sort of had this same scowl, stern, angry third grade teacher kind of look on her face. And I look at Joyce and I go, "This is me going on a stupid walk for my stupid mental and physical health." And you could tell, like, at that point, I don't think she wanted to be there, but yet she was.
And your point?
That motivation and getting out and doing this is not about wanting to do the thing, it's about just doing the thing. Like, she maybe did not have a lot of motivation at that point, but she had momentum. She was out doing it.
That was a way to bring it all to the theme.
You like how I see what I did there?
I saw what you did there. All right. So I guess are we closing the door on there's probably not that much more to say about this other than to, I suppose, leave it with if you think that having motivation means that you're going to feel like taking the action every single time, you're just mistaken because the only way you'll get from here to there is if you are willing to take the action when it's challenging, when it's hard, when you would rather stay in bed and eat bonbons.
Right. So, I mean, have we
So,
actually stated this month's theme and where we're going with this?
yeah,
Okay.
but you can do it again.
So, momentum before motivation.
So here is the answer to all of this. So the answer to I'm looking for the motivation, I'm trying to find the motivation, I'm not feeling motivated, whatever the stories and the excuses and the words in your head are, and this crazy desire you have for the lightning bolt of motivation, the answer is fairly simple.
Hit me.
Just start moving. Momentum, action. One of our core values have a bias towards action. Take the action.
Yeah, and we have said this. If you listen to the podcast regularly, it's about taking that action. You know, you want to go for a 1 mile walk? All right, first, put on your shoes. Take that one action. Okay, you can do that. Take the second action. Walk to the end of your front walk. And that's what starts the motivation. I'm sorry, the momentum. And the more you do that, the more you're gonna find that so-called lightning bolt of motivation.
I totally don't think so. I don't think the more you do that, like suddenly, I think the lightning bolt of motivation is a great big lie. That's my point. I don't think you're going to find this lightning bolt of motivation. I think what you can trigger is this positive cycle. And this is why we say motivation follows momentum, or momentum before motivation, because once you've done the thing, it feels good, and the motivation comes at the end. Because the motivation is the desire to get that feeling again.
Right, but I think through habits and patterns and repetition and doing this,
Totally no.
you become, this is not the right term, but sort of addicted to this good feeling that comes from walking.
I could not disagree with you anymore.
All right, you couldn't disagree with me anymore.
I don't think I could. Yeah, I have a very regular walking practice. I have a fairly regular gym practice. You have a very regular gym practice and a fairly regular walking practice.
Okay.
What percentage of times do you feel like, I can't wait to get in the gym. I feel the lightning bolt of motivation.
28.
28% of the time?
28% of the
That's a
time.
lot.
Yeah. Yep. 28% of the time.
I would say I have that lightning bolt of motivation. Maybe it depends on whether or not you include walks with friends. Sometimes my motivation is higher with on walks with friends because I'm highly motivated. Like I'm supposed to walk with my friend Diane today, and I'm highly motivated because I haven't caught up with her in a while. So I really would like to see her. I'm motivated for that. The walk, but that does mean that if you only went to the gym when you felt the lightning bolt of motivation, you would go to the gym 28% of the time. I would walk 25% of the time. And you know the book I just wrote? It would never have gotten done.
That is true. So I would say that then there's roughly 50% of the time I'm sort of neutral about it. Like you said, you know, excited, I'd say 50%, I'm sort of neutral. I just sort of what I do. And then whatever percentage is left over, let's say 20%, I don't feel like it. And that's the time when I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go and I'm just going to warm up. And then things take over from there. And then there's 2 or 3% where I'm like, nope.
You know, I actually, as we're really having this conversation, I think you and I see this motivation thing completely differently. Because I think you actually believe that motivation is a thing and you need motivation. And I believe that Motivation in the context of having a desire for something, having a why, having living an intentional life, I think that definition of motivation is spot on and really good. But I think you believe that people should have the lightning bolt and the motivation is the lightning bolt. It's
No, I think I don't I'm not saying should, but I think that at some point there should be times, and I think this can grow more, where you actually feel like doing the thing.
okay. Okay, I don't know where to go with that because that's okay.
So we can ad you disagree with that.
I disagree with it only in the context of, I mean, certainly there are days when I feel like walking, there are days I feel like going to the gym, of course. But I think the whole point of this conversation, I thought, was around the fact that you just have to do the thing. You just have to do the work. The motivation will follow. And I feel like you're saying the motivation will come. Like wait for if you do it, then the motivation to do it next time, you will become that motivated person because you'll become addicted to it. And I just that whole construct, I think, is honestly, like I just totally disagree with that whole construct. I mean,
Okay.
certainly you can become addicted to exercise in a really unhealthy way.
Yeah, 100%.
So to suggest that that's the goal is to become addicted to that feeling, I think is
Well, I
really.
said addicted was not the right word,
But
but
what is the so then what is the right word? Like, I don't know.
accustomed, an aficionado of. I don't know what the right word is. Where's my motivation? So, no, I mean, I am with you, and as usual, I get ahead of myself and get down in the weeds. I'm 100% behind this month's theme, that momentum before motivation.
So what does that mean to you then?
That you just have to do the thing. You just have to do the thing, and you have to create steps and practices and things that you can do that are easier than some of the sort of more intimidating aspects of starting a new practice or starting something new or, looking for the motivation.
I don't even know. Okay.
Let me flip this back. So someone asks you, or they see you, or they get this question, how do I find the motivation? Where do I find the motivation? What practical tips are you going to give them?
Yeah, really fair point. So the first is to stop waiting until you feel like it. Stop waiting for this mystery motivation. That's truly the first place I start with people because I think their perception of what it takes to start and maintain a wellness, a walking, a health practice, I think their perception of what it takes to do that is warped because I think they're waiting until they feel like it. So that's first, I try to disabuse them of that. And then it's about relying on habits, not relying on motivation. It's about making the action, whatever it is, as simple as it possibly can be for you. And I think that's a good place to start as well. People take on, it's a little bit of the all or nothing mentality, but it's also making it hard. People make stuff too hard. So
How do you mean? How do people make stuff hard?
I'm gonna walk every day.
Rain or shine, travel or no travel, every day.
Every day.
Every
I mean,
day.
as soon as somebody says that, I think, oh, they're really making this too hard for themselves. Or I'm going to start a walking practice 5 miles. Make it easy because there's so I don't think we actually got to this. So the reason, and I'll go back to practical tips, but the reason why momentum precedes motivation is we get this sense of accomplishment when we start moving forward. We get the dopamine. I mean, our dopamine system, it's flipping brilliant. It's brilliant because you do the thing and then you get this like little happy hormone that literally tells like your brain and body, good job.
It's like a little internal high five.
It's a little internal high five that makes you want to keep going. So this momentum before motivation is not like something we just made up. This is how it works. You don't get the dopamine sitting on the couch. You don't get the hit of dopamine and encouragement, the physiological hit that keeps that makes you want to keep going. You don't get that until you start going. See how this works? Do you disagree?
No, I agree 100%, and that builds momentum, right?
What that is
That is the momentum. That's what creates the momentum.
that's the momentum creates the motivation.
And momentum builds.
Momentum certainly builds. I mean, momentum just keeps going, right? If you think of, I mean, I think of momentum as simply forward movement, ongoing forward progress.
Oh, that's interesting because I think of momentum,
Oh, as acceleration?
as acceleration, more of the snowball rolling down the hill effect.
Well, that I think if you were to look at that, that would say that builds momentum. I'm just talking about momentum. Just keeps going.
Should have looked up the definition of momentum.
So interesting. All right, somebody look up the definition of momentum and send it our way. All right, so going back to your question of what is the advice for people who say they don't have the motivation, the first thing I say is stop waiting for it because chances are you're not going to get it just sitting on the couch waiting for the lightning bolt. So you just have to force yourself out the door. How do you do that? You make it as easy as possible. Put your shoes by the door. You know, I've heard from many people the idea that they have to start their walk before they walk in the door from work and sit down on the couch. Once the butt hits the couch, it becomes really hard. You know, I often think, gosh, and this was so long ago. Remember the story of our friend Joyce and how she would get herself to go to the gym? Do you remember this?
No.
Okay, so Joyce lived on the west side and she worked on the east side. So she would walk across town every morning. And on that walk, she would pass her gym and she would stop at her gym. And she would put her gym bag in a locker. You don't remember this story?
No.
And the rule at the gym was you can't leave things overnight. So what that meant is on her way home from work, she had to stop at the gym. She had to walk in to the locker room. And more often than not, at that point, she was like, well, I'm here. And she would start doing something. Now, every now and then, she was like, yeah, no. And she would take her bag and go home. But more often than not, that made it easy because she was there. She wasn't waiting. She wasn't thinking as she was finishing her work day, do I feel like going to the gym? Am I motivated to go to the gym? She just started the process. So for anybody who's looking for that elusive quote unquote motivation, what can you put in place in your life to force you to have at least the tiniest little bit of motivation?
Yeah, I actually don't think I've ever heard that
Oh,
story.
really? Oh,
Yeah,
that's so
I don't
funny.
think I've ever actually heard that story. Yeah, and for all you people looking for that, get a dog. Dogs, you're gonna walk in the door of your house and there's gonna be a little dog with his leash in his mouth begging you to take him out and go for a walk.
But there are smaller ways to do it as well.
Yeah, it's kind of extreme, but
I'm thinking about going to the mailbox. So, depending on how far from your front door your mailbox is, it seems to me there are two choices. Of course, there are many choices, but here are two options. You can go to your mailbox in your slippers and your pajamas, or you could go to your mailbox in your walking shoes.
It's funny, I feel like I've definitely seen a few 99 Walks members who have like mile
I know.
plus long driveways. That's like for them, that's just such a convenient strategy to find some momentum, to gain some momentum.
Whatever it is, building habits, making it easy, breaking goals into smaller steps. But I think the core heart of this is a deep and honest understanding of the reality that our systems are wired so that we get the hits of dopamine that make us feel accomplished and make us want to keep going after we do something. That understanding of that reality and how that works, I think, in and of itself, could effectuate some meaningful forward momentum. Does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense, and I think ties into our theme, and really just it's just about taking steps.
Hey, Joyce here, and I wanted to thank you for joining us for today's Weekly Walk podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, we would love it if you would head over to iTunes or Spotify and leave us a review. The truth is, you guys, those reviews mean everything. And if you want to learn a bit more about the incredible 99 Walks community, you can visit us at 99walks.fit. Or you can check out the 99 Walks Facebook group, which is an amazing group of women, all of whom are walking their way to better and supporting one another in an incredible way.